Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
You probably wouldn't think that I would give this advice. However, sometimes you need to go slow. Now, I have the bike in the back and I ride with different guys at all different speeds. And today I rode with a guy, one of my friends named Chris, and he's an awesome guy. And him and I decided not to go crazy fast. And I'm glad we didn't because, you know, the knee's been acting up a little bit. And I thought, look, rather than go hard and regret it, or rather skip today and just blame it on, you know, knee issues, I said, you know what, I'm just gonna go out and enjoy myself and have a good average ride. Now, it's hard for me to even use the word average because I don't like average in anything, but I'm gonna tell you, just sometimes if it's nothing or crazy, there's a medium right there. And I'm not saying you live a life of mediocrity or you live a life of average, but sometimes, let's face it, some days you don't feel it. Whether we're talking about working out, whether we're talking about business, whether we're talking about writing that book, starting that ministry, even continuing in a relationship, we don't always feel it. And so rather than invest everything or invest nothing, sometimes it's really showing up, being faithful, being disciplined, and doing it regardless of emotions. I know people that are totally driven by emotions. In other words, when they wake up, if they are not feeling amped, they don't work out. If they're not feeling that they should make a bunch of calls, they're not into it. And the problem with that is you are now a slave to your emotions. You are a slave to your feelings. I heard this quote once about discipline. Discipline is the ability to give yourself a command and obey it. The ability to give yourself a command and obey it. And that, my friend, is what champions are made of. People who are disciplined. LeBron James or Steph Curry or whoever your favorite is, if you even care about basketball, look, they don't feel it every day. Not every day is going to be like the best day in the gym, and they don't just skip it on that day. They show up. They show up and make it happen. A couple more thoughts about discipline. Jim Rohn said that discipline, there are two pains in life, right? The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. One weighs ounces while the other weighs tons. So that means that there is gonna be a pain. Sure, to go hit it today, there's gonna be a little bit of pain. But the pain of discipline is much less than the pain of regret. Because look, you know, I could drive home and feel like, hey, I put in 32 miles today on the bike. Wasn't the fastest I've ever done, wasn't the slowest I've ever done, but I did it. Had fun, enjoyed nature, had some good fellowship, and fed my body, you know? Be somebody today who, even though you don't feel like doing it, show up and make it happen. I'd love for you to share in the comments today a time or a thought that you have about this. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Is discipline for you something that you pursue, or would you consider yourself undisciplined? And let's start that conversation, because I truly believe that discipline is this, it's this unsexy strategy that so few people use. So many people are about the hype, the emotion, and as a result, they are only putting in very little. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today, and go make your day matter.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.